Ava had terrible parents. They nagged.
Have you done your spelling?
They fussed.
How did your shoes get so dirty?
They ordered her about.
Clean your room.
Don't interrupt.
Use your fork.
No more telly.
Do your homework.
Go to bed.
Ava's parents always said they were telling her what to do for her own good. Ava didn't believe them.
They just love being bossy,
she thought. She scooped up noodles with her fingers and stuffed them in her mouth.
Ava, how many times do I have to tell you? Use your knife and fork,
snapped Mum.
And chew with your mouth shut,
snapped Dad.
Nag, nag, nag,
thought Ava.
I am sick and tired of being bossed around.
Ava knew exactly what kind of parents she wanted. Parents who let her eat sweets all day. Parents who never made her go to bed or eat vegetables or do anything she didn't want to do.
I bet I have the worst parents in the world,
she thought, after Dad moaned at her about her untidy room and Mum told her off for breaking her CD player, even though it was an accident. One day, Ava was walking slowly home from school. She'd got all 10 words wrong in her spelling test. Mum and Dad would not be pleased.
Who cares about spelling anyway?
She thought, scuffing her new shoes along the pavement. Why shouldn't she spell words the way she wanted to? A multicoloured card lying on the ground caught her eye. She picked it up and read.
The Parent Swap Shop. Trade in your unsuitable parents for better ones. Come and find the perfect parents. Huge selection. Satisfaction guaranteed. Immediate collection. Phone today. Wow!
Ava could hardly believe her eyes.
This was brilliant. This was extraordinary. This was fabulous. She could trade in the two grumps she lived with and get some nice parents instead.
Ava tucked the precious card safely into her coat pocket.
One more nag at me, she thought, and they're swapped.